Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
All right, well, welcome to the show, and guess what? It's not Michelle. This week, you have the pleasure of having me, Tony Gambone. I am the founder of Tough Talk Network and also the host of a couple of other shows we have in the network on Tough Talk Radio Network. So if you've never heard me before, you're hearing me now, and I can surely tell you that I'm nowhere as good as Michelle. She sounds better, looks better, and it's all the way around better. But Michelle's traveling today. She's actually speaking. Michelle travels a lot, as her listeners know. Usually she has one of her staff come on and do a show, but after a lot of begging and pleading, I got the pleasure of her saying yes so that I could be the one on the show today. Now, I'm not going to go through a long monologue because I'm really excited about the first couple that we have up. And it is a couple, a husband and wife. They're doctors, and they're, well, I think the easiest way for me to describe it is they're relationship coaches. And for those of you that follow my show, you know that it's all about the relationship. And if in your mind you're trying to do something and relationship isn't in the top three bullet points of what you're doing, revisit it, okay, because you're missing something really important there. So I'm real excited about that, and we'll get them in a second. You can find the show on toughtalkradionetwork.com, or you can go to Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum.com, register to be a guest on the show. You can find out more about Michelle Stizzum by going to decisiveminds.com as well. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. All you have to do is type in Michelle Stizzum, and she'll pop up in your Google search. She's everywhere. She just won a few awards a couple weeks ago. Super excited about her being one of our hosts here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. You can email me, Tony, at Tony Gambone, to talk to me during the show. You can hit us up on Twitter at TTR Network. Okay, let me repeat that, TTR Network. And hey, folks, you know, we're always looking for people to bring their own show to the airwaves. Is that something you've ever thought about? Are you getting your message out there? Are you being heard? Do you do a podcast? Do you do internet radio? Are you running out of time? Do you need help with it? Hey, contact us. That's what we do best. We help you get your process seen, heard, all around the world, okay, without having to create new jobs during your day. Also, we're looking right now for a couple of people to come in and write their chapters in a compilation book that Tough Talk Radio Network is doing, and it's all about sharing your message, right? People don't care about what you do until they understand who you are and how you got to where you are. So if you're someone out there that's got a great story or is willing to empower others by the journey you've traveled in your life, contact us here at Tough Talk. Love to talk to you. We're going to take a commercial break, okay, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Dr. Janelle and, Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex, okay, and they are mentoring couples around the universe. So, you know, relationship, this isn't for the husband and wife, the boyfriend and girlfriend. It's for the partners in business, and it's for a parent and their children. It's for the neighbors in your neighborhood. It's for everyone. So make sure to get a bottle of water, grab a piece of paper, get your pen ready. We're going to come back here in a second. We're going to talk more with them here, so stay tuned.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location. Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating 6-plus-figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
Okay, welcome back to Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism. Hey, if you missed the beginning of the show, okay, don't change the channel because this is the right show. It's just a different host. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the guest host today. And I'm super excited about the first guest, Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex. As I mentioned earlier, they're mentoring couples around the universe. They host a podcast, and they've written some books. They've done a lot of things. I want to bring them up because I have a ton of questions for them. So let's welcome Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex to the show.
Thank you, Tony. We're glad to be here.
Hey, Tony. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm excited. As we talked before the show, I get to produce the shows and train people how to do the shows, listen to the shows, but sometimes a guest comes up on a different show that's not on one of my shows, and I get really excited because it always seems to be something that I just got done speaking about. And relationship to me, running business networking groups here in the state of Texas, is a huge, huge conversation I'm having with people all the time. Because as you guys know, no one grows their business from billboard ads anymore it's done completely different and it's done all the way around the world, but it all starts with the relationship. So I want to jump into those questions quickly, but before we do that, I want to find out where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
Well, originally we're from Indiana, central Indiana, and born and raised, both of us, in the same small town. Of course, we didn't meet each other until I was 30, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a love story. But
and now we're coming to you from Colorado Springs, Colorado, beautiful Colorado Springs.
Nice. Very nice. Isn't that funny? You guys grew up in the same town and never met until you were, 20-some years into your life. That's crazy.
Well, our families knew each other.
Yeah, it is crazy because we lived in a small town of less than 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. And, we knew between the two of us, we know so many people because we had those amazing relationships like you were talking about, mm-hmm. based on our businesses and things we've done in the past. And just our paths have never crossed in that situation.
My dad was excited when I started dating Rob because he was like, I know him, basically. He's like, he's a good boy or whatever. we're 30-something, but anyway, yeah. So it's a funny little story. But
that's what dads do. I mean, that is what they do. So, okay, so you guys are co-founders of Mission Date Night and also directors of Federation of Relationship Bliss. Let's talk about this. You guys found each other a little bit later on you just out of your teenage years, right? But how did you get into this, teaching couples? Were you awarded like the best couples award?
No. I mean, actually, Rob and I have both been married, mind you, to other people for 10 years each, and then we got divorced from those people, and then we found each other. So we know what it's like to have a successful relationship, which we've been married right at 13 years now to each other, as well as we know what it's like to fail at one for various different reasons, right? So, and we've been entrepreneurs forever.
I think, one of the big things is we went through a financial struggle when we were early on in our relationship. And instead of that driving a wedge between us, we found a way that could make us closer. And we relied on each other and we created a better relationship than we ever had before that situation happened. And it got us thinking, you know, there's got to be more to this. You know, couples are missing a lot of the things that relationships have for them. And we wanted to bring that to the forefront and, you know, promote that and spread that message and just live it ourselves.
Well, and there's so many myths really around relationships. You know, there's that concept that you get married and then it all kind of goes downhill. Or, you know, it's just you lose the passion, you lose this, that, and the other. And so there's so many things that as our relationship grew and changed over the years and got better and better, because we did have rough spots, but as we learned how to get through all those beautifully, then, yeah, we did. We wanted to help other people saying, wait a minute, this works as well. But because we have owned businesses together for, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
11 years, something like that, together even, we wanted people to understand that it does have a great, when you have a great relationship, your romantic relationship, it has an amazing impact on your business life as well. So, yeah, that's a big passion for us.
Okay, so let me ask you, my wife and I have been together for 24 years.
Okay,
and we have been working. Yeah, I mean, and okay, so I'm going to cough up the dirt too. This is my fourth marriage. So,
okay.
You know, I was a little bit slower than Rob. It took me a little bit longer to get it, but I got it. And once I grabbed a hold of it, it's been an awesome opportunity. But we've been working together since I met her. Way back in the casino days, I was her instructor and then her boss. And, you know, so she's been telling me what to do for about 23 and a half years. But the thing of it is, we work together all day long, side by side. We hang out together all the time. Are you guys in that type of situation as well?
For the most part. I mean, we have separate offices in the house, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, we're very close in that situation. So, you know, even though our offices are apart, there's constantly one or the other of us coming out of our office, going into the other one's office to talk. You know, I relate it to that water cooler type mentality. We're constantly going to each other, either bouncing off ideas off of each other or, you know, saying, how does this sound? You know, so we are very close in that situation.
Well, we're working on a new book. So this morning I went to Rob and I said, hey, because I have been writing it, but of course, you know, we've had those conversations about, which is the communication and part of that relationship. We need to say, wait a minute, what do we want in this? And I want to make sure his voice is coming, obviously, out in it as well. So after I took his notes and then wrote and merged it all together, then I go, wait a minute, go read what I've written and see how that feels to you. So it's really great as far as I'm concerned, because we're right here, but yet we are also quite comfortable with having space on our own. If we want to go do something on our own, that's okay. Because we know we need to maintain our individuality as well, so that when we come back together so often, we still have those different things to talk about.
Well, so my wife and I really feel blessed because she's my best friend, right? And a lot of couples that I meet, you know, I mentioned we do networking. So we meet an individual in a networking setting and might get together with them and their spouse, and their spouse might work in corporate. They're in two different worlds. It just never seems like there's a common thread there other than children. Do you meet a lot of people like that? And is that like the niche that you work with?
Well, you know, for one thing, I mean, we did, which we just re-released it here a couple months or so ago, a month ago, something like that.
Yeah.
But last year, we put a book together where we interviewed 22 other entrepreneurial couples, and 98% of those couples actually work together and own a company together. Some of the common threads we found with them were that they are best friends, they have a spiritual connection, whatever that spiritual piece is for them, and there was a variety in the amazing couples that we interviewed. So there were a number of things there, and really honoring and respecting each other. We do love to work with couples that are in that niche, if you will, but that's not like the only people that we work with as far as that goes.
Right.
So,
right.
But however, yes, there are so many couples that they lose some of the connection between them, because when they're so busy working, you know, outside of the home and for other companies, it is hard. It's absolutely challenging. It's got its own set of challenges. just as working together has been challenging.
Well, I think couples that work together have a better understanding of how to argue and get over fights and things like that, because they do have to work together. So there's times that they don't agree on things, and they, in the business world, they learn to compromise and come together and make the best decisions. And I think that spills over into the relationship, or maybe that's vice versa. It just depends on how you look at it in the individual couple. But they learn very quickly how to disagree and not make it a huge fight to where they're not speaking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I learned a long time ago that there's a choice I can make. Either I want to be happy or I want to be right. And I always try to lean towards happiness. But even in a business relationship, you have to really look at what your expectation of the disagreement or what it is you want to get out of it. And I think a lot of times people don't respect maybe their spouse like they would someone in a corporate setting or someone that's paying them weekly for a job. But so how do you guys work with that there? I mean, was that just something – That's just part of the love, or is it something you had to work on?
No, you got to work on it. In my opinion, maybe not for everyone, but I came we came together in this relationship. Rob had began his entrepreneurial journey when he was in his teen years. I started my first company when I was just 19. So we had never, until 2004 anyway, we had never owned a company together. And all of a sudden, after being the big cheese in our own ventures, we had to work together. And mind you, that was a completely different business than what we do now, because we took over his family's business back in our small town. It was a bowling alley, so it's a very different piece, very family-oriented, but very different. So it was a challenge, and we really had to learn our strengths and weaknesses. And we certainly had different strengths. Rob had grown up in that industry. I had not. I really hardly ever bowled in my life. So, we had to figure that out. And it definitely took some time. I don't know how long to look back at it. But
well, and Tony, you hit on a big section of that just a little bit ago, that mm-hmm. we learned to give up the need to be right, that we didn't – there was no value in – being right and gloating about it and doing the I told you so's. It was more about, okay, this is what happened, the situation's here, we deal with it, however it worked out, and now it's fine. So, getting over that egoic trip of, okay, I have to be right in this argument, and learning that my truth sometimes isn't the same truth that Janelle has, and we can both be right at the same time.
Well, and I think another thing I would like to bring up around that as well, which is amazing for your romantic relationship, but as you said earlier, Tony, this has an impact on your relationships, whether it's with your children, your siblings, your parents, whoever, and obviously with coworkers or colleagues, is being able to say, wait a minute, I don't agree with you, so I would like to take a moment. I want to see it from your perspective. And I tell you what, that's a really challenging thing to do when we feel really passionately on our stance. We're like, no, this is the way it's got to be. But you say, wait a minute, let me take a step back. I may not change my mind, but I at least want to see it as best I can from your point of view. And that opens the door for some amazing, I can't even talk today, amazing creativity, completely new ways to even solve problems and new ideas and thoughts you might never have conceived otherwise.
Yeah, I agree. And, a lot of people go out and mastermind with a group of people, but they won't sit down and do it with the person they're closest to. So totally agree.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Rob.
Yes.
I went to a men's conference about 2 months ago. I'm big on accountability. I have 20 years in the gaming industry, and I took the word gamble and I used it as an acronym, and the second letter A is for accountability. So I always believe that a man should hold himself accountable for a lot of things, as the leader of his family and, the decision maker on happy and right and all those good things, right? But they said in this conference that, to a bunch of men, we have an accountability partner we might meet with once a week to hold us accountable for the things that we're trying to do. But what about the thought of having your spouse as an accountability partner? What is the dynamics of being able to grow into hearing the truth, keeping your mouth shut, and growing from it.
Oh, well, that, I mean, the closer you are in that relationship, the harder it is to, you know, just let that go when you get that criticism from your partner, because that's the person that you have the most skin in the game with. That's the person that you're, you know, that you want to make happy. That's the person that, you know, you care about their feelings and everything. So if you can master that skill, that is amazing, because that's, you know, that's the person that, you know, you're doing most of these things for, like you said earlier, you know, you're accountable for your family and making it happy and things like that. Of course, you know, I don't want to say it's just men, because I think we're all accountable for that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just, you know, the 50s where the man goes out and wins the, you know, brings home the bacon.
Or I wouldn't be married to you.
But I think if you can get to that point, and I feel that Janelle and I are very at that point. We have our head butting moments. Don't get me wrong, that where we don't, you know, see things eye to eye, but we've learned to graciously say, okay, that's great, I understand. And it puts that bug in my ear. When Janelle gives me some criticism or holds me accountable for something, it puts that thought in my mind. And I might go off mad, but it's still there, and I still love her, no matter how mad I get at her or no matter how mad she gets at me, we still love each other. And that then, you know, that seed's planted. I know that, you know, just as an example, to take out the garbage, you know, if I don't do it for a few days, or if she always has to tell me, you know, that seed's in there, and I have, and eventually I start to go, I need to take out the garbage because I love Janelle.
Well, and even if, which that's so sad.
I mean, that's a very basic
example. No, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, because even with that, just being for us today, it happens to be a Monday, and that's trash day, you know. So this morning I got up and I realized he hadn't taken it out, you know, to the curb. And I just said, hey, I said, you know, it's Monday. Are you going to take that out, or do you want me to go do it? You know, it's no big deal, right? I mean, and I think that's important, because it is kind of a stereotypical argument. Yeah. But I mean, people do this, take that trash out. And it's so I'm like, stop yelling at each other. And I think the hugest piece is to honor and respect each other. And when you yell and scream at your spouse, or you don't hold them accountable in some way, in a loving way, then
what?
You're not honoring yourself either.
Well, and something I want to add there too is, be careful the words you choose to use when you're telling your partner that, or giving them criticism. Like if Janelle would say, "You never take out the trash." Well, that's a fallacy, because I do take out the trash. It's just I forgot this time. So you got to be careful with the words you use, and understand that, you know, you're putting those seeds in your partner's mind, whether they act on it right that minute or it's a couple weeks down the road. You're putting those seeds in your partner's mind, and that's the way a relationship grows, with those little seeds that you put into each other's minds.
Well, so you guys made a lot of really good points, and Janelle, you are very smart in the way that you mentioned the trash. You know, you said, you know, it's not out yet, but if you want, I can take it out for you, and that allows Rob to go, oh, no, I got it, you know, because, like, sometimes we just, you know, we get stuck on stupid from time to time, all of us. But the thing of it is the way you presented it wasn't threatening at all. So moving that into the business world, with in a business setting, whether it's with a client, a prospect, or a partner in business, or an employee, it's really important to be selective with the words you use there, too. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And what a better place to practice it than, well, either way you want to look at that. You can practice it with your employees, your, you know, your other staff, your colleagues, your clients. You can practice with them if you need to better be able to bring it home, or vice versa. So I think it is. I was sitting here thinking that, though. It's huge. And it does take practice. I don't want anybody to think that I've always been good at it, and I'm still not always good at it. Sometimes I mess up and do stuff that was stupid, and I go, wow, that was really mean. Why would I say it that way? You know, but awareness is key. So when you're aware of doing it, and even if you do make the mistake, being aware of it and being willing to then, you know, accept responsibility for it.
Well, and being able to admit that you made a mistake, or to admit or to say you're sorry, things like that. Go so far in both business relationships. You know, if you make a mistake at work, you know, you need to step up, accept responsibility for it, apologize to any people that you might have affected by that, instead of just saying, I'm the boss, that's the way it is, no big deal. Because everybody has feelings, whether it's your spouse, your coworkers, your employees, they all have feelings. And to show yours to them is a huge step all the way around.
Well, being truly, I know the word, oh, let's be our authentic selves, it's kind of a buzzword anymore. But it is, I mean, I agree with it, though, because you have to really be yourself. So when you're transparent and you're really, when you hold yourself in integrity, then other people are going to trust you. They're going to feel comfortable with you. So, and obviously, that works. You're going to gain more clients, or your staff's going to stick around. They're going to do a better job for you, or you may get a promotion, or whatever the case may be.
And there's another piece of it, I think, sometimes as a person, we need that reassurance that we do care about others and that we do try our hardest, even though sometimes it might seem that way. So by doing what you're saying, is you'll get that reassurance just from the way people respond back to you. Now, I want to talk about, you have a book that you're allowing people to get a free copy of today. Yeah. It's called Richer Together. And let's talk about that, because time goes quick here. You guys know you do a show of your own.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Richer Together, Secrets to Working, Living, and Loving Side by Side. As I think I mentioned it earlier just briefly, but it is the book that we released last year originally. But it's all focused. There's 23 of us altogether, couples anyway, entrepreneurial couples. Oh my gosh, there's so many words of wisdom. We share some of the, you know, the story and a little bit of the background, you know, kind of giving everybody the opportunity to peek behind the curtain into the couple's lives a little bit, as well as sharing some amazing insight and tips, and as I call them, we call them words of wisdom from all of these different couples. So not just because they share pieces on both aspects, you know, as far as working in their businesses together as well as their relationship.
Well, and something else I want to tell everybody out there is, no matter what you're into, what business you're into, or what your job is, there's a wide range of couples in these books, from the small mom-and-pop shop owner in our hometown to multi-million-dollar couples that are running coaching industries that, you know, just make more money than we can even imagine. So, you know, there's something in there for everybody.
I want to say, Tony, another piece, but if you are in, and this is a piece I think I even shared somewhere in the book, but if you are in a relationship, if you're in a committed relationship and you live in the same household, guess what? You're actually in business together, because there is a business aspect to our romantic partnership as well.
Okay. I think it's cool that you got people in a book, sort of a compilation book. I think it's really an opportunity for people to stay more plugged in, because the storyline keeps moving, and maybe in the same theme, but with different voices. So I wanted to talk about children for a second. You know, today's world, it seems that the new generation is entitled, and it's probably just because, you know, that I'm older, and, you know, each generation gets to say that about the generation coming up. But it just seems as though, you know, with technology and the internet, how is a relationship going to work out, building relationships with the next generation coming up? I mean, do you guys work in that area at all?
Yeah, we put together a book. It was called The 8 Ways We to Communicate, and it was all about, you know, more modern communications, because, you know, the days of just talking to somebody, while, you know, talking is still great and still wonderful, we communicate so many different ways, via text messages, email, even our body language anymore is a way to communicate with people. And, you know, you need to have a grip on all of it, because the technology is not going away. We'll never go, okay, we're going to throw technology out the window and we're going to go back. It's just not going to happen.
I think another thing, too, that is very, very important, and, of course, all of us have seen this. Unfortunately, now with our kids, we see, you know, we've had bullying forever, and now we have the social media aspect to that, or, you know, kids are taking videos of fights and stuff like that. So, you know, all of that has to be, we have to be really conscious of how we're using it. And even if I know Rob, I don't even know what it was now the other day, but he took a picture or a video or something from here at home and he shared it. And whatever it was, I was like, really? I didn't really want that out there in the world. And it wasn't, you know, like, don't show that. But it just for me, for whatever reason, it triggered something. And it was one of those times where I would have preferred it wasn't out there. So, you know, I let him know that and I didn't get mad at him, but, you know, we had that conversation. So it's really about, you know, making sure that what you're saying, what you're sharing, that, you know, everybody's respected and you're comfortable with it. Those are really important. And then obviously you have to be conscious of what you're putting out there, because if you don't want a boss or clients or whoever it might be, colleagues, to see what you're putting out there, then don't put it out there, obviously, because you can delete it, but it's still out there. So I think it's a great way to communicate, because obviously, Tony, we wouldn't be sitting here today having this chat with you without modern technology.
Right, and I think that it is the greatest tool invented. And I think that just like all the other great tools, you know, there's always someone that's going to misuse it or use it for the wrong reason. So it takes people like yourselves that are out there doing the right thing to be persistent and consistent in teaching others this opportunity. Do you have, so do you go and speak to people, or do you do stuff on the internet only? I know that missiondatenight.com is where everybody can find out all your information, but do you do webinars, or how can people plug into you?
Actually, we have a new one coming up. We actually haven't started promoting it, but the next week or so we'll be promoting that one, which is kind of, it may seem like a soft topic, I don't know, but it's about transcendent lovemaking. So when, again, that part of your relationship is great, then, of course, it still does feed into the rest of your life and other relationships. But, yeah, so we constantly have different things coming out. We just rebranded this year with Mission Date Night, so we've had some changes. So we're just now getting back to that speaking live in front of people.
Right.
Of course, we speak virtually.
Right, and we've got a lot of plans for webinars. We're bringing out Mission Date Night TV on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So there's and there obviously there's our podcast, Mission
right.
Date Night, on iTunes that you can follow. So there's a lot of ways that we are speaking and coming across.
Mm-hmm.
We're using all those technologies to get to talk to people.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of moving parts, and, you know, it takes a lot of time. So I'm sure you guys work more hours than you want. So do you find being in that environment that most of us are in, that date night is super, super important?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
The question you just asked should not even be a question. Anybody in a relationship should have time scheduled for their relationship. And it saddens me that we have to talk about this and that we have to bring this up, that couples don't have time for their relationship, or they put it on the back burner. And, you know, whether it be kids, the job, whatever, you know, this was, you know, why you guys got together in the first place. And we don't want to see people lose that.
Well, one of the big things that, of course, Mission Date Night, I think, portrays that. The brand portrays that, because we have the spy theme. And so it's very playful.
Yeah.
And even though we bring amazing, deep, important, vital content and all the different things that we, you know, talk about and the different workshops and webinars and so forth that we do, it's serious, right? There's serious information, but we always do it with some kind of playful, humorous piece to it. Because as adults, are we not expected to set some of our childish, silly playfulness off to the side, bury it down deep somewhere, and get serious? You know, we've got responsibilities now, and we have to take care of things. And Rob and I are just so adamant that, you know what, if we would all be more playful in everything that we do,
mm-hmm.
And I've mentioned lately on some other shows that we've been on, I know, even President Obama, whether or not you like him, you know, I like him, but whether or not you do, I don't know. But, you know, you'll see him sometimes do, you know, some of the more, what show was he on there? It was Stephen Colbert's, I think, or somebody, you know, but he's funny, and he does some funny pieces and brings up some things. So there's some humor, and I'm like, you know what? What a great example, in my opinion, to say, you know what, he's the President of the United States, but yet he can still bring in some humor at times. And I think that if we all did that, in business or relationships, it, you know, oh my gosh, what a difference it would make. It makes everything just a little bit more lighthearted. We can, you know, relieve some stress. You know, laughter, as I think most of us would hopefully agree, is a wonderful medicine in that sense.
Yes,
and
for me.
So, you know, that's a big, big piece. And that's, even though we bring such, like I said, amazing content, and some of it's really kind of off the wall, we bring some ideas forth with Mission Date Night that aren't normal, they're different. But we do it with such a playfulness, and we do it because it's, we want everybody to know it's okay to be dorks and be goofy and yet still have this really serious piece behind all of it.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I just got to tell the listeners out there, I'm proof, okay, for, let's see, I think we're going on 10 weeks now. And what I did was I put the date on my calendar, and I didn't do it at night. I did it on a Friday afternoon so I would end my work week with something happy. Now, I'm not saying I didn't go back to work on Saturday, but every Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, I come back to the office at my house. I pick up my wife. And we turn everything off, and we usually we had a movie, maybe a little shopping at the mall, dinner, and we come home, and that's it. That's our date night every Friday. So I find that if you schedule it in your calendar, you'll be more apt to do it. And if you get consistent at it, I refuse to put something in place of it. So I think you guys are on something. I really thank you for your time today. I know Michelle's going to want to have you guys back on, so I look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay,
awesome.
Very
thank
good.
You.
The pleasure was ours. Thank you.
All right. And one more time, just give everybody the information how they can connect with you.
MissionDateNight.com. You can find all of our social media links, of course, there. You can find the link to the podcast there. Obviously, you can just jump over to iTunes and look up Mission Date Night as well if you would like to do that. And I know that, Tony, you'll have the link, which is missiondatenight.com/takeaction. Should be nice and easy, you guys listening today. So if you want to get the free PDF copy of Richer Together, we do offer that to the listeners today.
Awesome. I look forward to it. And when can they, you know, do you do a live podcast or is it recorded and then put up on iTunes?
Our podcasts, usually we pre-record those, but we have podcasts that come out every week. And as Rob kind of hinted at earlier, we're getting ready to release Mission Date Night TV. That'll be on YouTube.
You'll get to see our smiling face.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. We'll look forward to it. And I wish you guys a lot of luck, and I look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with our next guest. A young lady by the name of Chantel Susan Haynes. She's a money guidance and a professional consultant. Now, I know we all need a little bit of guidance with money. In my case, I need to get some money to get some guidance to get some money, but have some guidance with my money. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
All right. Welcome back to Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism. And I am Tony Gambone, guest hosting today for Michelle, who's traveling. And we look forward to having her back next week. Make sure to mark your calendar for in September. And I got to get the date for you before the show is over. You will be able to, if you're in the Houston area or not, anywhere in the country or around the world, fly into Houston for Michelle's three-day event. This is the third year running, and I'll tell you, I haven't missed one yet, and they're awesome. Okay, very good stuff. It seems as though our second guest is not going to be able to be on the show today, so we got fortunate enough to still have Dr. Robin and Janelle Alex on the show. So, guys, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be back.
You know, I always believe that everything works out the way it's supposed to work out, no matter what. So,
well,
we were talking about date night, and what I wanted to make mention to it, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to the show, and I think it was Success Magazine or a Dan Hardy video that I was watching, and he was interviewing someone that talked about being just acted like we were busy doing nothing, you know, and we had a calendar that we all use because everything's accessible on the internet. So if you have a calendar and someone wants to say to you, so, you know, Janelle, what are you doing next Tuesday? You're going to grab coffee. You're going to look at your calendar to see what you have in place. Mm-hmm. And if you have a to-do list and, you know, it's just on your desk, it never matches up with your calendar. And that date night thing is always on the to-do list. Okay, especially me, I'm always putting it down so I don't forget, right? I make a note to remind myself. The thing of it is, if it's on my calendar and someone says, so what are you doing on Friday at 1:30? So let me look at my calendar. No, I'm booked out the whole afternoon on Fridays. Mm-hmm. How about Thursday or Monday? So if people would use their calendar for their date night versus what they do in business, make it part of your daily, because look, I think life is business. And you can't succeed in life unless you properly attend your process. So what do you think of that?
Oh, yeah. You should see my Google Calendar. and I personally like my Google Calendar just because it does. It jumps from my Mac to my phone to my Kindle. You know, it jumps across to all of my devices, and so it is. It's really easy wherever it might be. It could be, you know, tomorrow morning the kids have dentist appointments, and, you know, they're going to go, hey, do you want to schedule one in 6 months? Well, if I were to flip through, and if I already had something scheduled for Rob and I 6 months out on some particular date, then I would be like, hey, can't do it then, right? So, yeah, I think it's absolutely important. And I know a friend of ours has said, we recently interviewed her, Martha Tara Lee, but she had talked about penciling it in. So if for some reason something huge came up that you honestly need to adjust the date night, it's okay. Just make absolutely sure that you're committed to rescheduling it that week.
Well, and once we put it in our calendar, the calendar that you go by, you know, day in, day out, like you're talking about with business, you know, it becomes official. You know, mm-hmm. Now instead of just, you know, it's an idea you have or it's a good thought, it becomes official. It becomes part of your routine. And I think that's the important part. You're making the dedication. When you write it in that calendar, type it in the calendar, whatever situation you're in, you're making the dedication that this is part of my life. This mm-hmm. is important. You know, that not only does that show it to yourself, but it shows it to your partner, too.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say there because when, you know, I know I mentioned earlier, Rob and I, the first company we owned together was quite different, obviously, from what we do now and have done for the last 5 or so years. But, and having the bowling center, you know, Rob worked approximately 90 hours a week there, and that was a lot. And I still have my other business, my dance studio. And so I was there about 30 hours a week and 50 at the bowling center. So I was hitting around 80, and then we had kids. And, you know, that goes into that whole story. Sometimes I give when I'm in front of people, but, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, I was on the PTO. I was the president, actually, and I did this, and I was on the board of directors for that. And, you know, the list is ridiculously long. And at one point, I was even in college doing some things. So, you know, we had to make time. We had to say, yep, you know what, Saturday afternoons, we took, even though we worked so many hours, and sometimes those Saturdays were honestly, no kidding, about 23-hour Saturdays. So we would take an hour, 2 hours, and we would have someone else work for us, and we would go to lunch somewhere. We were pretty tired, and there were times we joke about falling asleep or sitting there, you know, having lunch. But, you know, we still made that time, which was probably the hardest time in our lives, in our relationship, to have a date.
Yes.
Because we were so busy with our work and so tied to it.
Well, and another little piece I want to talk about here, since we're talking about scheduling things and all that, is you need to make some sort of effort every day, and I don't know if you have to pencil this in your calendar, but maybe it's before you leave for work, and it doesn't have to be a long time, but just to have some connection with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do it in the mornings. A lot of people do it late at night, right before they go to bed, but just have that time to where you can reconnect with your partner, whether it's, you know, maybe watch a show together and sit on the couch and hold hands or something to that nature. As many days as you can. I know some people travel, and so they're not together all the time, but try to do it every day that you're together so you just have that bond and you don't lose that, and it's not like, you know, it's a big event when you go on your date night. It should, you know, date nights are big enough events anyhow, but you need to have that connection all through the week.
But, you know, and Rob, I know you and I say this, be cautious of the watching TV, because sometimes
right.
people will get into that and you just get numb and you're not really paying attention to each other. So in that sense, you need to plan that a little bit better. Have something you actually both like and can talk about.
Well, sometimes we'll even turn the volume down on the TV and we'll speak for the people on the TV,
yeah.
and that's always gives us a good laugh.
Playfulness again.
Yeah, I agree. You guys, it is a lot less stressful because a lot of times life deals us a lot of things that we have to go through. And if you have that stress at home with your partner,
mm-hmm.
there's no escaping it at all. So I always go back to, you want to be right or you want to be happy,
mm-hmm.
because it just, even with my children, you know, my wife used to tell me to pick my battles. And
mm-hmm.
now I try to sit down, my youngest is 20 and my oldest is 28, and I try to ask their opinion of things. Now,
mm-hmm.
half the time, there's no way I would take that chance of doing it, but I just want them to know that there's more than what I think I know, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm always open to learn more, and we can't discount the people that we spend most of our time with or all sleep under the same roof, because
mm-hmm.
They turn out to be the children that are growing up to be the entitled ones. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's really important stuff. So I want to switch gears a little bit. You have the – I know you guys have written a lot of books or been a part
mm-hmm.
of a lot of books. Is there a plan on another book coming out that's going to talk more about Rob and Janelle Alex?
I don't know if it's really talking about us. What we're working on is not business-focused. It's called The Full Moon Approaches. It's a working title. So for some, it would be a bit woo-woo. Of course, we have some Rob doesn't like that term, I know, but we have some very spiritual aspects of ourselves that are different than a lot of views. I don't know if there's anything. Our stories are mixed together, but...
I don't know. I mean, we're constantly thinking up new ideas because, like we said, we have so much information we want to share. And as we're learning, we find new things that we want to
mm-hmm.
share. But there's, you know... For me, there's a little piece of me in every book that we write, my flair, my thoughts, you know, and we're very careful always to make sure that, you know, we both have some input into the books that we write, so it's not just one or the other, so you get a good blend of us
mm-hmm.
in every book. But, you know, it's just so fascinating to come across the topic that just light you up enough to go, I'm going to write a book about this.
Well, and, you know, because we have so many, because we have the Sexy Challenges series, and we have the Mission Date Night Adventure series, which are the newer ones. And, you know, so those are a lot shorter, but we like to call them effortless ideas, because they give people ideas of something to go and do. And, of course, the Mission Date Night ones, as I said a little bit earlier, you know, Mission Date Night, that brand is that playful piece. I'm always saying, think James Bond meets Austin Powers. So, you know, there's the sexy spy with the really humorous, you know, British spy. It's just funny. But so, like I said, again, I know I'm repeating, but it's playful. And so if you were to read those, you're going to get some of like, oh my gosh, these guys are crazy, but we have so much fun.
Yeah.
And of course, sometimes I stand back and I just shake my head and go, oh my gosh, because Rob can really embarrass me because he's so comfortable with being silly. It's often a bit more difficult for me, but it's a fun piece. And so I think if you pick those up, you're going to get a little bit more of probably the insight into us, you know, with that, then Richard Together doesn't have that whole focus, obviously, on us. So.
Awesome. So we're getting close to the end of the show, and I just want to ask you individually, and I'll start with you, Janelle, okay, because I know Rob is not shy at all. But
I'm not shy.
What I like about this to you is that you're not afraid to laugh or laugh about yourself and just have fun. I'm a big believer that when the smiles come on, everything else disappears and the real person shows up. But, Janelle, for you, for women out there, okay, in the year 2015, here we are almost through the month of June, 6 months in, what's a nugget that you would leave with them that can make their last 6 months of this year better?
Well, you know, I consider myself to be a very powerful woman. I'm a leader, and I like that role. So I'm not shy. I like to be in front of people. It's put me in front of tons. I love it. But, you know, we have to really also embrace our femininity, because when we are in those powerful roles, then we get into that masculine energy where we have to sometimes feel like we have to be competitive or make our businesses better. And, you know, and in the podcast world, there's not that many people. There's not that many women, excuse me, people. There's not that many, I know. There's not that many women podcasting or even being, you know, obviously we didn't get to talk to Michelle today, but, you know, being in that host role. And so when we're in those positions, it's so important that we play that side of it and we do that leadership and we get those things accomplished, and we have to do that. But you have to connect with your feminine side and be proud of it, be proud of your intuition, trust, and be okay with your emotions, because those things are huge and we need them. We all need them. Our guides need them too.
So, Rob, you know, I mentioned earlier about men being leaders, and I want to clarify something there, okay, because I speak to a lot of men and in the Christian community, and one of the things that I'm big on is men have to understand that being the leader doesn't mean they're in charge. Okay, there's a difference there, right? I mean, and even in a woman's space in the house, okay, I mean, they're the glue that keeps that leader of that house together. But the thing of it is a lot of men think that they have to come out and, you know, be that 1956 guy, you know, where we're in a different era now and women are competing, and it's a whole, there's just a whole bottle full of stuff. What do you tell men out there in their relationship, something that's going to allow them to better it in the year 2015?
Oh, okay. That's an easy one for me, because so often we're looking for that one thing that'll make our relationship great. That, you know, if I could just get this down, it'll be great. And I'm here to tell you, there's no finish line in our relationship. It is a constant race. We are constantly learning. We are constantly changing. Everything is different today or tomorrow than it is today. So to think that you're going to hit this spot where your relationship's going to be perfect, it's going to be great for the rest of your life, you're foolish. You need to understand that you always need to be learning. You always need to be adjusting. You always need to be looking for that thing that's going to make your relationship a little bit better. And then look, and once you get that one down, then you look for that next one that makes it a little bit better. Because this is not, like I said, this is not a race where there's a end-all, be-all finish line. You know, and I think so many men are looking for that. And they're looking for that, you know, that golden nugget that's just going to make everything perfect. And it's not there. It's learning and evolving as a man in your relationship constantly.
I like that. I know that in order for a corporate executive, an employee, just the person in the volunteer position in the community, if they don't keep learning every day, they're not valuable to nothing. And just like in a relationship with a husband and a wife, a parent and their kids, It's really important to keep educating yourself so that you can grow. My youngest is 20, I mentioned, so my three boys, as they grew into moving out of the house and having a girlfriend and all that, I told them that you guys, if you're going to get serious about having a steady girlfriend, you got to be willing to give up 150% to get back 10. And they looked at me funny. I said, you're going to see that that's what you have to give up, no matter what. So everything you're doing in life is to raise your children to be better, to be a better spouse, or to have a great business. I think that people have to be willing to give up for nothing in return and have the faith that it's going to come back. How do you convince people of that?
Wow, how do you convince them?
I don't think you convince them. It's just a mentality that you have to get into. And it seems a little easier when you have children because you love your children so much and you want to give them the best of everything and you want to give them all the knowledge and you don't expect anything. But you hope that they grow up to be wonderful members of society, but you don't expect anything in return. I'm not expecting my kids, of course I'm very short, but I'm not expecting them to go to the NBA and make a bunch of money so they can support me. But I'm just, I want them to have the best life they can, and I don't expect anything in return. And if you get that mentality going in your relationship with your partner and in your business, obviously we all want to make money. That's one of the things we need to live in this world. But, you get away from the attachment to it. Like, I've got to get something in return for this. Because I know there's a lot of people that have helped me along the way that, I'm not going to be able to repay for a long way down the road, and they don't expect anything. My goal is to one day be able to, do the thing that they did for me for somebody else.
Yeah. Just keep paying it forward. It's not about paying back, just paying forward. And it's a hard society we live in, and we're just, I think men are trained to be kamikaze pilots, do everything they can to be the best what they can, and they don't stop to realize what they're damaging to be the best they can at the same time. So, guys, we're out of time, and I really thank you. I feel blessed to have you on the show for the whole hour, and I just look forward to hear more from you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take we're out of time. So what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to just wrap up the show real quickly. Michelle Sism will be back next Monday. Wow, every Monday, but next Monday she'll be back at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure to tune in to her and go to Tough Talk or toughtalkradionetwork.com to find the whole list of shows we have, and you can go to Take Action, GetProfitsRadio.com, and connect with Michelle. That's our show for today. I wish everyone a great week, and once again, thank you to Dr. Rob and Janelle Alex for what they're doing to help couples get along, build that relationship. We'll see you all next week.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.